Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have enemies that are fighting against each other that are united in one goal, and that is the destruction of Israel. But can I tell you that Israel will stand? Can I tell you that the persecuted church will continue to move forward and advance God's kingdom? You can't snuff out what is God's. And God won't let it go out because there's one who is zealous, one who is zealous for Zion. And I came across this song by Misty Edwards that I want us to listen to because it talks about how God is for Israel. Listen up. Nations of the world, listen.
I am zealous for Zion. I am jealous for Jerusalem. I am zealous for Zion. I am jealous for Jerusalem. I am zealous for Zion.
He who never sleeps, never slumbers, watches over Israel.
Oh,
nations of the world, listen.
Touches the apple of my eye. He who touches her touches the apple of my eye. I never change to what other nation have I attached my name, to what other ground have I staked my claim. I am the God of Israel. I am that I am and I never change. Change, oh, you nations all around Jerusalem, oh, the nations that surround, oh, the nations all around Jerusalem, all around, listen, all across the Middle East. He never changes, he never slumbers or sleeps, and you can't change his mind. Even if you try a thousand times.
Listen.
He has said it, and he will never, never change. He has set his king, and he will not be denied. Listen, all across Iraq, in Iran, all across the Middle East, all around Jerusalem. Jerusalem, listen, O Egypt, listen, O Egypt. I am zealous for Zion. I am that I am, and I never change. I am the God of Israel. It's who I am. I am zealous for Zion. Of my eye, all across Europe, all across Asia, he who touches her touches the apple of my eye. Listen, O America, he who touches her touches the apple of my eye. I am that I am that I am. I am that I am. To what other nation have I attached my name? To what other ground have I staked my claim? I will not change. No.
Cry out and stand with the God who has zeal for Israel. Who will cry out and stand with the God who has zeal for Israel. Who will cry out and stand with the who has zeal for Israel. We will cry out and stand with the God who has zeal for Israel. We will cry out and stand with
apple of my eye. Who will stand? Who will cry out with a God who has zeal for Israel? Psalms 121 verse 4 says, indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Let me tell you that God is watching over Israel. And the nations of the world must be put on notice when you mess with the apple of God's eye. You know what the apple of the eye means? Your eye instinctively responds to anything that remotely comes near it. Your eyelashes, they're not for decoration. They're to protect your eye from garbage or anything to fall into, because your eye is very sensitive. Nothing can touch the eye without causing it damage. Mm-hmm. And yet instantly that your eye is designed that reflectively, that an instant something's about to enter it, it closes shut, it protects itself, and your lashes are like barriers to protect the sensitivity of your eyes. You understand that if you go around close to Israel, that God is sensitive about Israel, and if you put your finger anywhere near it, it may not come back. Mm. It's time. Israel must be protected, and God is calling out for those who will stand with him, for the one who is zealous for Zion. It's time for the church to arise. It's time for Americans in this country to arise and say that we will stand. We will stand with Israel.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.